This is an audio version of the article, AI Agents, What They Are and How They Work, by Rakesh Narayan. Available at rakeshnarayan.com. In 2026, almost every AI product pitch includes the word agent. Chatbots became co-pilots. Co-pilots became agents. The terminology moved faster than the understanding. This post cuts through that. An AI agent is a specific thing, with a specific architecture and specific capabilities. Understanding what it actually is helps you evaluate AI tools honestly, design better systems, and have more grounded conversations about where AI automation makes sense. Foundation for this post builds on what is a large language model, what LLMs can do, AI hallucinations, why they happen, where they fail, and RAG, retrieval augmented generation, how agents access knowledge. Those three posts are the context this one builds on. Chatbot versus copilot versus agent, the actual differences. These three terms describe genuinely different things. The distinction is not about marketing. It is about what the system can do autonomously. The following table shows chatbot, copilot, and agent. What makes something an agent? The defining characteristic of an agent is the planning loop, the ability to take a goal, break it into steps, take actions, observe the results, and adjust the plan based on what happened. A chatbot takes an input and produces an output. An agent takes a goal and pursues it across multiple steps, making decisions along the way. The four components of an agent. The following table shows component, what it does, and why it matters. Following image, AI agent planning loop diagram showing four steps: perceive, plan, act, observe in a cycle with a goal, complete, decision, exit. Tools, what agents actually use to act. A tool is any external capability the agent can invoke. The LLM decides which tool to call, what inputs to pass, and how to interpret the result. The tool itself is just a function. It does not need to be AI. The following table shows tool type, what it does, and example. How does the LLM actually decide to call a tool? Through a mechanism called function calling, also called tool use. When an agent is set up, each available tool is described to the LLM as a function, its name, what it does, and what parameters it takes. When the LLM determines that a tool is needed, instead of generating a text response, it generates a structured tool call, a JSON object naming the function and the parameters to pass. The agent framework intercepts this, executes the actual tool, the real API call, or database query, and feeds the result back to the LLM as context. The LLM then decides whether the goal is complete or whether another tool call is needed. This loop is how a single LLM becomes an agent that acts in the world. Every major LLM provider, including those powering SAP Joule, supports function calling natively. MCP is how tools connect model context protocol. MCP is the open standard that defines how agents discover and call tools. Instead of each tool requiring custom integration code, MCP provides a standardized interface. The next post in this series covers MCP in full. It is the infrastructure layer that makes the tool ecosystem in the table above practical at scale. Where agents work well. The following table shows scenario and why agents suit it. Where agents fail and why. This is the part most agent articles skip. Agents are powerful, but they have well-documented failure modes. Knowing them is essential before deploying agents in production. The following table shows failure mode. What happens and mitigation. Never give agents irreversible actions without a human checkpoint in agent that can send emails, delete records, or make financial transactions without human approval can cause serious damage if it goes wrong. The rule, reversible actions can be automated. Irreversible ones need a human in the loop, at least until you have built and verified confidence in the agent's reliability for that specific task. Agents in the SAP context, 2026. The following table shows SAP scenario and agent approach. Following image, multi-agent orchestration diagram, showing an orchestrator agent, delegating to three specialist agents, each connected to their own tools. The mental model in one view. The following table shows, concept and one-line summary. What to take away? An AI agent is not a chatbot with a bigger brain. It is a fundamentally different architecture, one that plans, acts, observes and adjusts. That architecture makes agents genuinely powerful for complex multi-step tasks and genuinely risky without proper guardrails. In the SAP and enterprise world, agents are moving from pilots to production in 2026. Understanding what they actually are and where they fail is what separates the people who deploy them well from the people who deploy them and then deal with the consequences. Related posts on this site, what is a large language model? The brain inside every agent. Less than BR greater than RAG, retrieval augmented generation, how agents access knowledge from documents and databases. Less than BR greater than AI hallucinations, why they happen, hallucination compounds in multi-step agent workflows, essential reading. Less than BR greater than MCP, model context protocol, the open standard that defines how agents discover and connect to tools. Less than BR greater than multi-agent systems, how orchestration and coordination work, the natural next step, when one agent is not enough and you need to coordinate many. Published on RakeshNarayan.com articles.